Oh, yeah, Kate White monitor.
Good morning, Dean. I hope you had a good shift. N8WRO.
It was not too bad. How was your guys' meeting?
Good. Productive. Some new information. And we got the scoring key, and so we got some more information on that. And I guess we could talk about it here. You've got a spot. I'll let John tell you, but you've got a spot at the EOC.
Yeah, we messaged briefly, but he was talking about some other potential issues. I'll probably have a chance to talk to him today. I do not work today, so yeah, I'll give him a chat later on in the afternoon. But yeah, it should be fun. It's definitely gonna be a long day though.
Yeah, there's some. If he hasn't informed you yet, there'll be some interesting curveballs. I'll just leave it at this. Apparently, in that room, you won't have to be quiet, but we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I'll get the nitty gritty from him a little bit later. We were chatting about potential generators and stuff, so I've got a not a big boy, but a bigger one that I can have on backup if necessary. So we'll get it figured out. But yeah, I'm definitely excited to get home, and I haven't looked at the weather yet, but I'm hoping it might be motorcycle weather later, hopefully.
Well, my Echo device says a maximum or a high of 67 today. So it sounds about right.
Copy that. It might make for a good day. Speaking of generators and stuff, I know a week ago or so you were working on putting a new carburetor on your generator. How did that go?
Less than ideal, because once I started it up, the carb probably just needs adjustment. But I'm just more confident. I found a generator's place in Tomstown up in Memphis. They actually repair Champion generators. If you go to regular small engine places, you know, they just don't touch Champion. But this place does. I would feel more confident having this guy take a look at it. Of course, if that falls through, though, I might be talking to you.
Yeah, let me know if you decide not to go that route or any troubles. I'll definitely take a look. I have had some Chinese carburetors kind of act up, or if you take them apart brand new and you look, sometimes the jet sizes are a little bit different, or it has the same body but a different jet size. I've definitely seen that before. So definitely can look, and I've also got some wide band O2 sensors that could be stuck in the exhaust and read the fuel air mixture coming out of the exhaust to get a really nice fine tune out of it if necessary.
N8WRO, yeah, there's something going on there, and I think it is above my skill level. So. And it does have to get to the right RPMs as, you know, your standard running speed. And then they have a switch called an eco mode, which basically lowers the RPM down, but not below the threshold that it can't generate. And again, being an inverter generator, you got extra coverage there. You're not going to feed bad power to your house. I'll keep that in mind. And I know what you mean. I got the new carburetor, and the same model number, the exact same spot, and yes, it's from China, because all their engines are from China, and the gaskets did not seem to be exactly the same, but it did match up, so I don't know. We'll see what they say, but I got to make that call. If it's not today, it'll probably be tomorrow. I got to get that back online, because as of right now, I have no backup power.
Yeah, understood. I like the I like the eco mode. Really for when you're not using it and you're not loading it up. I do like the fact that it'll idle down. I believe those generators are set for, I think it's 3,600 RPM, and it's got to be there to give you the right frequency of 60 hertz. So yeah, I do like that eco mode, but most of the time I use it for starting the generator without a load, leave it in that mode until the engine warms up, and then when you're ready and the engine's warm, you can flip it. KDH LAX standby for time. I definitely don't like starting up a generator and running it straight to, let's say, 3600 and just holding it there while it's cold. I definitely don't like that. But that is how most generators operate in the small generator world. Back over to you, Tim, KDH LAX.
And then copy that. And then on what's your view on the rec fuel? I'm getting so many recommendations to use rec fuel. I'm going to have to look around in Richmond. I think it's right at the station down the road here. So I would be happy to do that. And, yeah, the eco mode, I was typically using it overnight when, you know, before I go to bed, I put it in eco mode because it's nighttime for the neighbors. And basically it's just my CPAP machine. It's running, you know. So, yeah, that's cool.
Well, so for rec fuel, the answer is yes, yes, and yes. For anything that sits in your garage, rec fuel does not have ethanol in it. It's ethanol free. And ethanol is what ruins the carburetors. It eats up your fuel lines. Yes, like 100%. Yes, it's more expensive, but you can, you know, have fuel and its shelf life is much longer, and it doesn't chew up the parts just sitting. So yes, absolutely, all those recommendations are correct.
NAWRO, understood. That's about it. And I think you're the fifth recommendation on that. So I'm going to have to track some of that stuff down, and I'm happy to pay a little extra. Ugh, nowadays it's probably even more, but I'll still do it because got to protect these devices.
It's all over the place now. Let's see, 2022 in Gratiot has it. I think my gas station here at New Haven has it. I think the 26 in Gratiot Myers has it. I'm not sure about the Kroger's by you. Some of the speedways have it. I'm not sure about the two by you. But it's all over now. It's become very popular.
Yeah, that's what because I normally do get the gas at the Richmond Kroger, and I don't pump for it. But I believe it's the Marathon at M19 and Park Street in town. I think they, on the side with the diesel, they got the rec fuel pump. But I'll have to double check that.
That Valero at 22 and Gratiot, their kerosene pump, they changed over to rec fuel. And a lot of the older gas stations have been doing that.
Kerosene, oh my gosh, I forgot about kerosene. Many years ago, we had a kerosene heater, and we used to use that. That stuff stank. I didn't like that at all. I don't think I'd do that again.
I still use it because I've got one of those Salamander tube heaters, 150,000 BTU, that I use to heat my garage in the winter and go around. And usually in the winter, I've got at least 5 sets of pipes I have to thaw in on trailer homes. So generally, that comes out in the winter. So I do still use it. The Mobil in New Haven does still sell it in the back. But actually, you know what? I'm getting ready to pass that Mobil. I'm going to pull in and see if they have rec fuel.
Copy that. I'll stand by. For a Salamander or for a shop heater, that's a different story. I could see that. But I remember in the old days we had it in the front room that didn't have any heat in a rental property years and years ago. And it was in the living area, and it was just a little kerosene indoor heater, And of course, this is, I don't know, Dean, I hate to say this, about 40 years ago maybe. And it just put off a little too much stink to it. It worked fine. I mean, it heated the room, but yeah, for the inside, no, but for a shop heater, maybe. I'll stand by while you check that out if you need to. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, standing by.
Hey, Elias, returning. Yeah, they've still got kerosene in the back and E85, but no wreck here. I was kind of curious just for myself as well. I'll actually search today, especially if I go out on the bike. I'll search the different gas stations just for something to do. Because I've got two generators in my in my garage that, in all honesty, I haven't been putting wreck in them because I just drain out the carburetors. So now I'm kind of curious, and I will relay my results.
Yeah, greatly appreciated. I'm going to probably end up doing the same just for the city of Richmond. And oddly enough, I have that Champion generator for about 4 or 5 years now. And I did drain the fuel, so it makes you wonder. But nevertheless, it still had, you know, still got gummed up. So it makes me believe that if I had been using rec fuel all along, it probably would have ended up better.
Oh, absolutely. And the fact that you drained the carburetor is probably why you got, 5 years out of it. I don't know if you noticed, but pretty much like every spring, if you pay attention, like every spring, you'll see weed whips and lawnmowers all over the place just sitting out on the curb. Some of them brand new, and that is because people leave the fuel in them sitting over the winter, and then the carburetors are done. That is quite literally what happens every year. And that's actually how I get a lot of my push mowers. I just go through the garbage, slap a carburetor on them, and you've got a brand new machine, essentially. But I just pulled in the driveway, so I'm gonna call it a night, and I'll be up in a few hours. This is KE8LAX, and I'll be listening out for your final.
Copy your last, Dean. Have a good night or a good sleep session, and we'll talk soon. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar Richmond. I will be clear as well. Have a good one, Dean.
Thanks, Tim. 7-3s, KE8LAX, clear.
K8DCW. W8KD. K8DCW.
Hello, K8DCW. This is KC8MXG, Paul. Going to step two with my hot spot. Go ahead.
So the battle continues. Did I lose you there, Paul?
Wrong. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying, so your hotspot battle continues.
Exactly. I have WPSD and also PiStar working, and now I want to link it to my phone.
Yeah, those things can be darn frustrating, that's for sure.
Dave, NAZC, I think. I'm looking at all my notes. At any rate, he had to meet with the manufacturer who's out there, Bluefield, a couple of times to get his working. I'm lucky getting it working. I keep creating new challenges for myself.
Well, sorry to hear you're having those issues. I just yesterday set up an all-star node and still tweaking that, but man, they sure don't make any of this stuff easy. I think a lot of these things are created by the older guys who were used to using terminal commands on DOS computers way back in the day, and there doesn't seem to be a modern interface that most people are used to these days. So you have to follow a set of step-by-step instructions and watch YouTube videos and fiddle around with it. It's really a pain. I'm not super impressed by it.
Agree, except there is a real level of satisfaction once you get it all running. It reminds me of the days when I used to build computers and spend 2 or 3 days working the bugs out, and then all of a sudden, magically, it's working, and I was so happy. This is my challenges for my later years, I guess.
Yeah, well, like a lot of things in life, they're not fun when you're doing it, but you're happy when they're done, and you're a little bit better for it. So keep at it. Maybe walk away from it for a while and come back with fresh eyes and fresh attitude. That's what I had to do when I built my hotspot and ran into difficulties. And finally, with a little help from a friend, I got it going, and it's been working great ever since.
And I appreciate it, and it's good to hear your voice this morning. This is KC8MXG, and I'm going to go back to work. Have a good day.
Yeah, same here, Paul. Good luck, and don't get too frustrated. K8BCW.
KC8MXG, that's your hotspot working?
KC8MXG. This is N6WY. You know, I just got up, and I hope you could hear me. I plugged in the speaker mic, and it went transmit on and off. I don't know what's going on. Maybe as I pushed it in, I was hitting the push-to-talk button also on the side of the radio. So, Paul, can you hear me all right?
Clear and with a strong signal. Are you, you're talking through your hotspot now? Go ahead.
No, I'm not. I am going direct to the non-claimants repeater. I got a, put a new call plug in for the hotspot. If I do his recommendations, use the lower frequency, which I am going to do today, but I won't be able to get to it till this afternoon.
Speaking through the Novi repeater, because I have my hotspot working with WPSD. I got it working with PiStar, two different chips, and now I'm trying to get it to work linked through my phone with the idea that if I need it in the car, I'll put a battery on it. And I'm running into a few challenges on that one, but I'm working my way through it. Good to hear your voice, and I'll talk with you again soon. KC8MXG, clear with you.
Okay, Paul, thanks for checking in and giving me a report. I thought I broke something when I plugged in the speaker mic because it started transmitting without me pushing the button. I think what happened is as I pushed the plug into the side for the speaker mic, my thumb was pushing against the push-to-talk button on the radio, and that called a little red light on top to indicate transmit because it was transmitting. So hopefully that was the problem. Go 73, talk to you later. KC8MXG, this is N6WY.
Say it again, please. I missed part of it. Well, I'll give it a try. This is KC8MXG, testing a hotspot running on a battery through my telephone. Any reply?
This is N8RYT. November 8, India, Yankee, Tango.
I reply, N8IYT. It's KC8MXG. Just wanted to be sure that this is working now with a hotspot on a battery and for my cell phone. Go ahead.
I have a nice audio, solid signal. I'm kind of testing my own, trying to figure out whether or not I'm actually getting out or not. I'm on the 878 at handheld, sitting near my dad in Farmington Hills.
Go ahead.
Daryl, did we double here?
But I don't know if that's on your side or my side. I'm hitting it through the Novi repeater. I'm in Farmington Hills now also. Maybe I'll switch to the Detroit repeater and see how you sound.
Okay, you're in and then you're out. Not sure exactly what's going on. Go ahead.
Sounded a lot better than the first time you responded. I as I said, I'm on a hotspot with a battery. My plan is to take it up north with me and use it there because I can't hit any antennas where I am. I'm kind of remote. And I think I'm all set to go. Stand by a moment. I'm going to switch to the Novi repeater and see if we both sound better. I won't be talking. I'm out of the hot spot and into the Novi repeater in a moment.
Okay. NAIYT, standing by.
KC8MXG. I'm direct with the Novi repeater, so I'm MI5 statewide 1. We should be hearing each other real good.
We're 50% the way there because I hear you 5x9. That's fine. KC8MXG, NAIYT. I'm sitting in a den with a long antenna on my handheld, sitting at my desk here looking at video on YouTube. Getting ready to go out and try to pick up a trash can that's about blown over with this wind. NAIYT, go ahead.
Well, you gave me the information that I need. I just finished cutting grass and moving trash cans and bags around, so I don't envy your next hour or whatever it's going to take you. This is KC8MXG, clear with NAIYT.
K8MXG, NAIYT. Good, 73. Just happy to hear you, and wanted to answer your call, and you allow me to get some feedback on this signal. So thanks much. Chat with you later. Handle here is Daryl, KC8MXG, NAIYT.
KE8SCR, statewide 1 mobile.
NAWCB, NAWCB, KE8YNU.
KE8YNU, this is NAWCB. Well, relief came apparently. Hopefully you had a good day at work there. How's things going?
You know, it wasn't bad. We were busy, but it wasn't horrible. Thanks for my relief. Decided to show up to work. It's the same verse every time that comes in late. It's like it's extremely frustrating.
Yeah, like I say, give you a text, sent you a text message. I know that feeling. And Romeo, they were kind of lax about that too. There was a gal that I think she lived up near Almont, and the weather was bad or whatever. She was, she's 10, 15 minutes late and had to hold over for us. Like, man alive. But, again, it's the same person. Gets kind of frustrating, gets kind of old.
Yes, it does. It does. But I'm free, so that's good. How's your day?
I'm doing pretty good here. Done a little yard work outside the last couple of days. I had to trim back a lilac bush in the front. Part of it is dying out. I'm hoping I can save some of it there. Mom really liked it. It is what it is. Well, we'll see what happens. But I did that. I've been on the radio a couple of times the last couple of days. I had a couple of QSOs on the 7.2 and then also on the Edison today. Other than that, doing pretty good. Sorry I missed you this morning. I was doing some business there pertaining to Mom on the phone this morning.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good. I figured you were busy. You got something going on or, you can get back to me when you had a free one, but not a problem. It sounds like a productive day today.
Yeah, it's like I say, it's been productive. Trying to stay busy outside. Probably to take a break from the outside stuff tomorrow. Dealing with a couple of inside things, and I'll probably mow the lawn on Thursday. So yeah, been keeping busy in that way.
Busy's not bad. Keeps your mind going there and gets stuff done there. So that's not bad. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it keeps me busy. Admittedly, the yard work does kind of keep me busy with things. Like I say, it's just the paperwork and some of the other stuff that I don't like messing around with. But hey, it's one of those things. You got to do what you got to do.
See, why you need? Yeah, for sure, I get you.
Yes, exactly. So, but otherwise, other than that, doing pretty good. Went to church on Sunday. Like I say, I've been staying kind of busy, staying out of trouble with things, and just kind of plugging along, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question for you. Have we ever been out to Greenfield Village?
NAWCB. I think it was quite a while ago. I don't know whether we went ourselves or whether we went with people from church. I want to say we did. I think we more concentrated on Henry Ford Museum and the cars, and that we might have did something in Greenfield Village, but like I say, it was number of years ago.
Okay, yeah. Well, Leo ended up getting a membership to Henry Ford Museum there, and then Greenfield Village. So Saturday we went out there and went to visit, and it was pretty neat. It was pretty cool to see. I don't remember it. I must have been little or something like that, but it was pretty cool.
NAWCB, yes. So you were younger then. I want to say probably you were probably about somewhere between 5 and 8 or 5 and 10 years old. It was early on when we had either moved out to Shelby or we were still living in Royal Oak.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty neat. We got to walk around. We didn't get to see everything because it's pretty big, but it was nice. It was pretty cool. A lot of neat stuff to see there, and Micah really liked it. So,
I'm glad. He got to go. The other, all the kids got to go, and he liked it there. Man, you guys have been busy at the zoo and taking advantage of that. I'm glad in that way. And like I say, it's educational. Take a walk back in history there. You really don't hear a lot about Greenfield Village or Henry Ford Museum. Of course, I don't watch the local channels here anymore, so I don't know if they advertise it or not. But I enjoyed it when we went down. It, like I say, it's been a long time.
Gee, like you. Yeah, it's pretty neat. A lot of cool things to see out there, and we brought lunch. So we're able to eat lunch there. Made sandwiches. It was a good day. It was a busy day. And what was nice was the kids slept really well that night.
Now that's a good takeaway from it. Take them to Greenfield Village there, Henry Ford Museum more often. Get them to sleep good. That's great. But it's something again. It kept a good family day for you guys. Have that type of a membership. Good perks there for you to go, incentive, and those are good places in the area that. I think spend a good family date together.
Yeah. I had to have a conversation with Zach because he didn't know, and I was taking him through one of the exhibits there, and he sat down in a chair, and one of the people there that worked there just about flipped out because it was a 100-year-old chair that was on display. That was at the Wright brothers' house, and Zach just sat right down and didn't even think about it. I'm like, dude, you can't sit there, man. You can't sit down in your old chair.
That's great. Yeah, you never know. It might break or something, or, you know, think about if he had chocolate all over his hands or something, you know, and stains on the chair. That's pretty good there. Well, at least he was, at least he felt comfortable there sitting down, I guess. But like you say, I guess there's a time and place.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy that talked to me was like, he wasn't like super upset. I was like, yeah, you can't sit in that chair. That chair's for looks only, but pretty neat chair. And Zach's like, well, sorry.
Yeah, that almost reminds me of some of the antiques and things that were in your great-grandma and grandpa's house. You know, you'd almost be afraid to move around. They had so much antiques and stuff. Being afraid to sit down on something and it would break, or, you know, you'd mess it up or something. You know, you wouldn't make grandma and grandpa angry or that type of thing. So, yeah, that's pretty good. That's a pretty neat experience there for Zach.
Yeah. That was good. That was good. That was a lot of fun. So we've got the membership there. Planning on going down there a couple times. We got that. We also got the zoo membership, and we get a discount for the Ford Rouge plant. So we got some things that we can do this summer, and anytime that you want to go down there or go visit the zoo or go to Greenfield Village there, Dad, you're more than welcome to.
Hey, WCB, I'll definitely keep that in mind there. I appreciate it, but yeah, you might as well take advantage of the attractions here. Kind of a stay-at-home type of activities, again, that, you guys can enjoy together as a family, educational, and, again, this is something that's a good experience for the kids. The kids will enjoy it, and I'm sure the big kids will enjoy it, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's neat stuff. I like history. I've always been big on history, and so it's a good opportunity to go check things out and just get out and about. You know, it's like things are expensive today. Gas is expensive, and just it's like, well, you know, we'll just keep it simple and just have some family things to do, and it wasn't that expensive. It was good stuff.
Well, it's a simple day trip there that you guys can take. You don't have to travel far. Have to stay in a motel or stay out for dinner like you do like what you did. You know, bring a picnic lunch or something with you, and enjoy the attractions there, and I'm sure you'd be able to, walk around and see some more stuff, whether at the zoo or Greenfield Village, those types of things. And like you say, history's, and I agree with you, history's pretty neat. And, you can learn from history, and you can grow with it, learn from the mistakes, carry on. But history's important to us.
Gee, mind you. It is. It is, it's like the saying goes, and I'm going to butcher it, but, if you don't pay attention to history, you don't learn from the mistakes, you're doomed to repeat them.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth. And, kids do, it gives the kids the chance to see what, life was like in a different era, the industrial area. Era where Ford, they built cars here in Detroit, and that type of thing. They see what the automobiles were like back in the day, and like I say, some of the furniture you know, just a lot of differences. You don't have all the creature comforts and things like we have today, all these electronic gizmos and gadgets and such.
Yeah, no, we were talking about a lot of that stuff. You know, like they have like an old, you know, factory in there, and I was like, and I was telling Micah, I'm like, you know, just I've been working this and being in this every day. I'm like, yeah, you get a good cross breeze because some of the windows are open, or, you know, a couple of things, you know, doors are open. But I'm like, there's that chance that you may not. You may be really, really hot, or you may end up freezing because it's cold.
Yeah, that's the truth. I know your grandpa worked in the shop. He worked at DeBliggs, and he worked at Elox. And, you know, he worked in the shop and, you know, worked on machines. He was a repairman of the machines, and also did some traveling and such. So he used to be a scraper at DeBliggs. And so, yeah. I remember walking in the shop as a little boy, and, you know, sometimes it was hot in there, and say in the winter it could be a little chilly in some of those areas.
Yeah, it was funny because we went into an old, you know, store. It used to be a store, and you know, now it's, you know, the exhibits there. And the lady that was there, she went to Zach, and she's like, go find the telephone, and he's looking around for the telephone, and she's like, I'll give you a hint, it's hanging on the wall. And Zach's like, I can't find it. And I'm like, oh, I know where it's at. And I pointed to it, and he's like, that's not a telephone. And I'm like, yes, it is. It's an old-style telephone.
Yeah, there you go. You know, you can imagine these kids today having to dial out, you know, a number instead of, you know, being through a cell phone, having to, you know, listen for a dial tone and dial it out that way in one of them old rotary phones.
Yeah, or have to crank the front end of a Model T, or, you know, Model T Ford there and try to get it running.
Yep, that's right. Have to do that there, you know, choke the car before you start it up. And just had the bare bone basics in some of them old cars back in the day. Didn't have air conditioner. Like you say, you just kind of open up the windows there.
Yep, for sure. We're definitely spoiled today. That is for sure. But, well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in and grab some dinner and relax for the evening. I'm off tomorrow. But it was good chatting with you. Glad you were able to come north with me, and hopefully you're able to enjoy tonight. Beautiful weather out, 66 degrees, and hopefully you get to chat here Thursday.
Yes, it has turned out to be a nice day. Might take that walk, and might barbecue tonight. We'll have to see. But anyway, yeah, you enjoy your evening, and thanks for the ride along, and hopefully you have a good day off tomorrow, and we'll definitely have to catch up with you either tomorrow or definitely on Thursday again. But, again, enjoy talking with you, and tell everyone hello. We'll let you enjoy your evening, relax, and have some dinner, and, like I say, enjoy the day off. But 73s and 88s, you and the family, and we will talk soon. NAWCB is clear on your final.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening and enjoy your barbecue. That's what you do tonight. But we'll talk here later. 73s and 88s, you and Mom. K8Y and you clear.
K8K, Joe.
Is it going to get me to...
Hey, Tom, what's going on? K8, are you late? What are you out at this time of night for? Usually you're home by now.
Oh, I'm home. I'm in the garage. Dinner's almost done, so I'm going to be going in the house in a few minutes. But just been messing around, putting together a battery bank.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I'm just cruising back from Grand Rapids. Went over to a friend's house who lives out there and after work. And I'm out for a bit, lost track of time.
Very cool. Let traffic die down. That's good.
Yeah, bypassed all that construction. Went a little bit further on the side road and got back on the freeway, so I didn't have to worry about any of that junk.
Hey, I got to go in and grab dinner. My daughter just came out and told me that dinner is ready. So I will catch up with you soon. I'll call back out after dinner, and if you're still in the truck, I'll chat with you a little bit more. KE8RUH.
All right, enjoy dinner. I'll be out here for a bit.
KDCKJO.
NACBO.
KDCKJO. Going on, Dakota.
Just out here shooting groundhogs for a farmer that I used to do this for. His daughter was trying to hunt me down on Facebook.
What are you shooting?
Groundhogs, woodchucks.
Groundhogs, gophers, woodchucks, I get it.
Yeah, those rodent things that destroy farms and foundations and do all kinds of fun damage and eat your crops.
Are you successful?
Yeah, I went all right. There was there's some rules now at this farm where there's this barn up on the hill where there's like this gigantic woodchuck, which truthfully is probably one of the biggest ones I've ever seen, and I can't shoot it because it's their pet, allegedly.
So their pet is getting out, and it's destroying the neighbor's crops.
That's the best part, is it's not even the neighbor. It's still their property. And it's not destroying the crops. It's up on the road. It's destroying their foundation.
Well, wouldn't it be fair game if it got on your property?
Well, I'm out in Richmond, so yes. But if it basically, I don't know, it's some different rules that I've ever played by, but basically it's got to be, there's a certain area of the farm where it's kind of like a green light to kill anything over there because then they can't see me shoot it. So if it goes over there, then it dies. But I have all three of my kids with me, so sitting them in the truck while we're waiting for the scene to get closer, they're not quiet enough for that to happen.
Gotcha. What do you use, 22 long rifle?
No, I switched from that, God, a while back. I was losing too many. If you didn't hit them in the head, they would die, but they'd go back to the hole, and it was just frustrating. And then even the ones, I still have one. Every now and again, I'll take it out and get sporty with it. But even when you hit them in the head, it goes through them and then it hits whatever's behind them. And a lot of the places I'm hunting these things are farms, so there's livestock, there's buildings, and the groundhogs are ever just hanging out in the middle of a field. They're always up against a building or some kind of backdrop that I don't want it to go through. So I use a 17 HMR. Thing does great. I had a 115-yard shot with a 13-mile-an-hour wind this morning, and then I had another 100-yard shot. It was about 8 mile an hour left or right, and then the last one ran right in front of me at about 20 yards. So, successful night. Saw a couple more, know where they're at. Just going to go back when I don't have all the kids until I can actually wait them out.
So, what is it, an airsoft pellet gun or something like that, or a pellet gun wouldn't work, like for rabbit shooting?
My old air rifle would have. It was a 25-cal FX Maverick, and I could shoot 150 yards with it. But, no, like a standard pellet gun on these things, the three that I shot, they were gigantic. I couldn't believe how big they were. So I don't know that a pellet gun would have did too well. I like my 17 HMR. It doesn't over-penetrate. It actually doesn't go through them at all, and it transfers 100% of the energy, so they're stoned.
See, I got one in my backyard every so often. It lives underneath a metal shed, so I'm not too worried about them. Knowing my dog, if she gets it, it doesn't have a chance of being.
I do not have any at my old house, thankfully, but I did have plenty of raccoons and possums, so that was what inspired me to get that air rifle. Now, where I live, I don't need the air rifle. I just shoot them with the 17. Like, I'm surprised. I live pretty much in the middle of a field, and there's a ditch line that's probably 350 yards long, and they just keep showing up in my yard. I don't know where they're coming from, where they're living, but every now and again I'll look outside and there's a groundhog in the backyard.
Now, as long as they stay underneath the shed and away from my house, I'm perfectly fine with them. Things I can't stand are the mold. Those things are irritating, and I don't know how to get rid of them. My dog could sniff them out, but she tries to dig them up, but then I got craters.
Yeah, my buddy was sending me pictures of his yard. He's got the same issue. There's just mole hills and mole runs everywhere. So he put a bunch of those traps out, and they work, but, you know, they're rodents. There's so many of them. It's like, how do you get rid of all of them?
Gummy bears down the hole.
Yeah, I guess so, but fortunately I've not had to deal with that. I haven't had his house yet, but I'm sure they'll venture over to, oh my God, why do people throw their garbage in the middle of a field? But I'm sure they'll venture over sooner or later.
Yeah, I know that they're after the grubs that are in the grass, and it's just, you know, it's just so hard to get them. And because the dogs, eat the grass, I don't want to put any poison down. If I didn't have dogs, it would be a different story.
Yeah, definitely don't want to use poison. But, yeah, this farm, too, this lady was telling me she's got chickens outside, and she was telling me that she's got rat problems because they're going after the feed. I'm like, Jesus, there's all kinds of varmints. So I told her, I brought a rifle that is not meant for shooting stuff point blank. So when I come back, I'll bring my fork then, and I'll shoot the rat for you.
Sounds like she doesn't have a rat wall underneath her chicken coop and usually stops them.
It's not in the coop. There's a shed on her property, so they're living over there.
And I had a problem with mice until I moved the bird feeder to the backyard, further back, and that way the hawks and stuff can get them.
Here you go,
hey, Dave. Go ahead and throw it over to Dakota. KCK Joe.
Hello. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just want to throw a quick comment in. Good evening to you, gentlemen. First of all, Tom, you can kill two birds with one stone, much in the same way I think you're talking about getting rid of moles and such, groundhogs in the yard. How about aeration? There's two forms of it that could be going on at the same time. Ha, ha, ha. Anyways, you can cover the whole yard that way. Anyways, just thought I'd throw that in there. I'm going to head up to the store here, so just thought I'd throw that comment in. Been listening, but I got to make a run for it. So talk to you gents later. Have a good evening. Dakota, over to you. W-A-R-A-T.
Good evening, Dave. Yeah, I like doing the aeration a certain way. That's usually putting holes and stuff. But those are the things that you can put holes in. Moles, you can't see them, so it's a little bit challenging.
Yeah, and you got those spike traps that trigger when they crawl underneath it. But the problem is my dog will not get to them, and then they're not worth it. And if they knock into it, trigger it, then I got to reset it. By the time I won't get smart to it.
You tried sticking the garden hose down there?
No, but that's a thought. I mean, I don't really have any holes coming up. I see where they're, when I walk, I can feel them out and how squishy the ground is.
Yeah, I don't really know the best way to handle those things. I guess you kind of have to be persistent to just keep getting rid of them, even if you only catch one or two a week.
I look for the whole trail of the mounds again when I walk out there. My wife cuts the grass, so I don't, I'm not out there doing it, but I've seen where it's mounted up, and I just step on it and squish it back down. And I go up another molehill. My neighbor's the same way. But eventually, I'll figure out a way to get rid of them. So I got to use those spike traps. Put, like, a little garden fence around it so my dog doesn't run into them. Maybe try that.
I would just get those spike traps and then put a 5-gallon bucket over the top of it.
Huh, haven't thought of that.
I might be in a dead spot, Tom. I'm at K-Pack and Huff.
I got you there. I said that. Never thought of putting a 5-gallon bucket over it.
That would probably be the lowest effort.
Have to look into that, find out where their mole hills are. Do they ever come back to the same mole hill?
I don't know. I think it depends on the tunnels.
Well, I guess I'm going to do a little bit of research on it.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's not my area of expertise, so I'm not much help there. But like I said, my buddy uses those spike traps, and he's been at it for about 2 seasons, and I think they're about done.
All right, I think that's where I'll start then. I think I'm
at the end of my rope here for a bit. That one was all packet loss. I think I'm between Burnside and Mount Clemens.
Yeah, you're a little bit pixelated there.
Yeah, I'm gonna clear out. I'm between repeaters here.
Burnside! Sounds good, Dean. I'll talk to you in the morning. 73, KCL.
NA-DBF.
Sue Ontario, Burnside, KCKGO.
A8-WOJ on statewide 1.
K1-DJB, mobile and listening.
K1-DJB, this is K8-WOJ.
K8-WOJ, K1-DJB, how are you doing this evening? Dan here, I'm just in Novi, headed to my hotel. How are you this evening?
I am fat, dumb, and ugly, same as every day. And I was just looking at the data there in Berrien Springs, and then you said you were in Novi there. So you come down to visit us. That's too bad. I'd much rather be over there where you come from.
Yeah, I'm normally in Berrien Springs, but just here for work. We have an office in Novi, so I come out here periodically. Programmed up the radio, so I figured turn it on and see if anyone is around.
Yeah, there's usually a decent bunch of guys hanging out out here most every day, sooner or later.
Yeah, I have to say, I have to get used to the traffic every time I come over to the side of the state. It's not something we have to deal with in Southwest Michigan quite as much. But, I enjoy coming out here. Food's nice, restaurants are good, and a lot more to do. Go ahead.
Yeah, the traffic is everybody's complaints, especially the locals. And we're stuck with it all the time. But, yeah, there's all kinds of goodies around here. And I am just out on the porch enjoying the weather and smoking a cigar.
Yeah, I'm curious, how active is this MI5 network? The closest repeater is too far for me in Southwest Michigan, so I can't get to it, and obviously can't get to it on Brandmeister. So I can only get to it when I'm traveling, either north of the state or the east side. But is the Michigan statewide pretty active, this particular talk group?
Yeah, it's kind of on and off. Some of the fellows locally here that use this they have another link system in analog. So sometimes they're on there, sometimes they're on here, but usually there's folks from all around the state that kind of pass in and out of here most of the day. And then in the twice a year we have these simulated emergency testing, and they'll pick like. They might not stay on statewide 1. They might go to statewide 2 or statewide 3, and then they do operations there kind of thing. It's kind of a lot of fun to listen to.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that SCTs about 6 years ago. I used to live in Connecticut for a number of years, and I helped out with the SCTs over there, and that was always fun, doing the simulated tests and setting up antennas, and we used to go to the local fire department and set up there so they can get involved. That was a lot of fun. I'm just kind of getting back into DMR, and I've been accessing the Michigan 1, I believe it is, like the TechNet, which I can get to on Brandmeister from where I am. But, I can't access the MI5, so then I have to do that while I'm traveling.
So are you getting on through a hotspot, or I believe there's a repeater in Novi that runs DMR. There's another one in Detroit, CMC, WHCMC, that's been working fine for a while. I used to get on that way myself, but seems like lately I've tried it once or twice, and I couldn't really get on there.
Yeah, I'm currently on the Novi repeater now, and I know that it does pick up Detroit every so often. I have my Motorola handheld here programmed for roaming, so it'll actually figure out what the closest repeater is. And I'm in Novi now, so that's what it uses. I think the closest one to me is actually Grass Lake, which is close to Ann Arbor, about between Battle Creek and Ann Arbor, I think. So it's way too far for me to reach it from my house in Southwest Michigan. But, yeah, I figured I'd bring the HD and try it while I'm here for work.
Well, it's working awesome. I'm over here just a little bit southwest of Pontiac, and darn if I, you know, analog, I can get to Novi just fine, but when I go DMR, I can't seem to get the Novi repeater over there. But if I go southwest down into Detroit, it seems like I can get long ways going south or southwest. I think we're a couple hundred feet higher here than in Detroit, but darned if I we got a whole bunch of repeaters, but well, I shouldn't say a whole bunch, but we got quite a few GMR repeaters there. I could only hit one or two of them.
Yeah, I'm actually in the cutter here with just my HD, 4 watts, and you're coming in perfectly clear, not breaking up at all. So I'm not sure where the Novi repeater is, but I'm picking up pretty good here. I don't think you can get to the MI5 system from Brandmeister or any way outside of actually the local repeaters, from what I understand. Could be wrong, but I don't think so. So, anyways, it's an interesting system. I've read up on it and looked at the website, so it's a cool idea. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got tired of trying to get the repeaters there and ended up getting a ZoomSpot Elite hotspot. And then after a little while, I bought a clear node. So I go through those now, and I don't have to deal with the repeaters.
K1DJB. So are you saying that you are able to get onto this MI5 system with a hotspot as opposed to a local repeater?
Oh, heck yeah. I did. I found the group number there on Brandmeister. But either one, the clear note or the zoom spot, yeah, you can get on with a note or a hot spot pretty easy.
Thanks, Wyatt. Okay. Interesting. So, yeah, my mistake. I'll have to do a little more research on that. I didn't think it was possible. I'm not sure if there's someone else that's trying to come in. Maybe they have more information than I do. Go ahead.
See, Brandmeister's at a bridge, 31261, to MI5, statewide one.
Oh, interesting. So 31261, you're saying, is a talk group to try. I'll have to give that a shot. 3126, I believe, is statewide, correct? So 31261 is the MI5 system? That last transmission was cut off. Maybe try that again.
MXG. 31261 is MI5 for statewide 1 through Brandmeister. 31262 is statewide 2. Both of them work good through my hotspot and when I'm doing that sort of thing. I just thought you'd like to know. I'm clear, KC8MXG.
KC8MXG, I believe it was, K1DJB. Well, that's awesome. I'll have to give that a shot. I'll be able to access that from my home then. I'll try that, 31261 and 31262. Appreciate it. That'll be extremely helpful. Thanks, K1DJB.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. And Dan, you'll be able to get in pretty easy. If, you know, if you got Wi-Fi at home, you'll be able to get in pretty easy from home.
Yeah, definitely. I have a couple five stars and an open spot that I use now on Brandmeister, so that'll be perfect. That'll open up the rest of Michigan to me, so that's good news. I didn't realize it was possible, so. Learn something new every day. Okay, when you join me.
Yeah, I kind of fell in love with All-Star. I got a clear note, and it does All-Star. It's also got a bridge to the MR and NXDM and P25, YSF and all that. But I really like All-Star. You can get all over the state. Mackinac City, Sheboygan, Petoskey, I think. Yeah, Traverse City, just all over the place with that. And the audio is real nice and clear.
Yeah, All-Star is actually next on my list to start playing around with. I'll be looking at getting a note for that. In Southwest Michigan, in our area, Bering County, there's quite a bit of D-Star. So we have a couple pretty active D-Star repeaters there. So there's not as much DMR. But where I moved from, Connecticut actually has a whole statewide system on DMR. They have a pretty interesting system that's set up on all the state police repeaters, and they're all tied together via microwave. So I use DMR quite a bit out there, but then don't use it quite as much out here. But just getting back into it. So, yeah, that'll be good. I'll have to set that up when I get back home and set up my brand mice. Get up 3126. I'm sorry, MI5.
Yeah, I've only been into DMR about a year. But I was reading somewhere that quite a few different states, small portions of a few different states, are starting to use DMR for some of their emergency services. I think mostly event kind of stuff, though.
Yeah, I find it's very location dependent. Some areas are pretty heavy with DMR, others D-Star, and then others C4FM, probably not quite as much, but kind of depends on where you are. I do like D-Star. It is a nice system. Seems to be a little easier to set up than DMR, but they're both fun to play with. They all have their pros and cons. K1DJP, go ahead.
Yeah, that's kind of why I like All-Star, too. It's not real difficult. And I can use my analog handhelds to access it. So that's always a good thing.
Yeah, that's good. I just picked up a couple of Motorola's and have been learning how to program those, so that's kind of what got me back into DMR. But anyways, I just pulled into the parking lot from my hotel, so I think I'm going to head in and call it an evening. So it's good chatting with you. Thanks for the information. And I learned something new this evening, so I appreciate it. K1DJB here.
Okay, Dan, good. Nice meeting you and talking with you there. You have a good one and a safe one, and be careful in the traffic. I don't want nothing happening to you over here in our end of our side of the state. Have a good one. We'll catch you later, KE8WOJ.
Yep, have a good evening. I'll chat on the talk group tomorrow or Thursday on my way back. K1DJB, I'll be clear.